They got a place up at uptown that Mr. Dean's still living. He's in his 90. I imagine he's around 91 years old now, and he's been running that store. I reckon that's all he ever done, is had that little old store. They used to call it the drug store. He sold a lot of patent medicine and stuff like that. And he's been running that store. His daddy was a doctor. And so now he still comes down now every day, and I think the only thing he sells is cigarettes and Coca-Cola. But the men, they've got chairs set all around, and they just sit there in a circle and kind of gossip. You know, you heard that women does all the gossip, but I think the men can kind of take it around Woodstock. I don't go in there and talk very much. I go in there and talk with them occasionally. But anyhow, George go to Woodstock with that little crippled mule, and I can remember that just as good as yesterday. He had to go to town. And the road was blockaded off, couldn't nobody travel on it. And we'd take our coastal wagons down there, and homemade wagons, and get up on the hill and ride down the hill. We really had a lot of fun playing in the road.
You said coaster wagons.
Yeah.
That's the homemade wagon.
Yeah, we happened to have one that, I don't know where we got it, but we had one that was town bought one time.
Uh-huh.
Had little sideboards, just like a regular wagon, two horse wagon. And we played with that thing down there in the road. But after the cars come, well, we didn't get to play with it.
Another term you used was patent medicine.
Yeah.
Is that prescription?
No, patent medicine is medicine like SS tonic. You can buy without a prescription. That's patent medicine. Or old Sloan's liniment. That would have been I doubt if very many people know much about Sloan's liniment now.
What is Sloan's?
It's something that they rub you in. I think it was a cure-all for rheumatism and everything, I think. If you had an ache, why, you rubbed Sloan liniment on you back in those days. Sort of like castor oil.
Uh-huh.
Kids don't know anything about castor oil now.
Not now.
But remember one time when I was little, my grandfather chewed tobacco, and my daddy chewed tobacco. And they used to buy it in these boxes. It was a wooden box. I don't know how many plugs was in it, but they'd buy that tobacco by the box. And they kept it in there in an old bureau or something. And I was just a little ditty fella, 3 or 4 or 5 years old. And I fell off the porch and broke one of my front teeth out. And getting back to the biker, one time my oldest brother and myself got sick. And they didn't know what was wrong with us, but they knew what they was going to give us for it. But they didn't have any in the house, so the colored boy that lived here on the place, they put him on a mule and sent him to Woodstock, and he brought back a bottle of castor oil. And so they gave us a big dose of castor oil. That was the other time anything got wrong with you, they give you castor oil. You're a little puny. So the next day my granddaddy went in to get him a piece of tobacco and come back out with a piece of tobacco, and he says, told my mother, he says, I know what was wrong with those boys yesterday. He says, look here, I says, there's Bubba's son, that's what they called me when I was little. Says, here's Bubba's son's snag tooth where he bit it off. But we got a dose of castor oil chewing the tobacco, and it made us sick.
And you were how old?
Awful. About 4 or 5 years old, I guess.